Today's daf Maseches Pesachim, daf Tzadik Aleph. The Mishnah Amud Aleph teaches a halacha that a chabura, a group that has for the Korban Pesach, is not allowed to be made up of only the members of that group, cannot only be women, slaves, and minors. And the Gemara explains the reason for this is to prevent frivolity. The Rambam says, Kalus Rosh, the next point, the Gemara, which takes up a lot of the Amud Beis, shows that there is a distinction in halachically speaking between the first Pesach and the second Pesach. We know the first Pesach on the 14th of Nisan and the second Pesach 1 month later for those who were impure or on what we're going to learn, Derech Rechoka, which we'll speak about in the next parak. While women are obligated in Korban Pesach, the same as men when it comes to Pesach Rishon, they're not obligated in the same way as men if they had been Tameh for Pesach Rishon to come on Pesach Sheni. So comes the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perek Hei Halacha Ches, and uses the following language. Nashim Shenidchu L'Sheni. If you have a case where a woman was pushed off, was delayed to be able to bring the Pesach until the second opportunity, Bein Mipnei Onas V'Hashgaga, whether it was something that was in her control, whether it was something that happened unintentionally, the distance outside of the walls of Yerushalayim was too great to be able to make it there on time, or she had been impure. It's an optional experience for them. They can, ratzu shochlin, ratzu ein shochlin. They can, they have the right to, they have the ability to, if they would like to, but they are exempt. The source for this distinction comes from the Gemara, from the Pasuk, which is quoted in the Gemara in today's daf, Pesach Sheni, the Torah says in Bamidbar Perek Tes, Chetu Yisa Ishahu, it's talking about the man who does not fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach after given that opportunity. Now, and that, says the Gemara, Ish Velo Isha, a man being referenced and not a woman. Now, we will get into the ninth Perek coming soon, the unique features of Pesach Sheni. But you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone who would say that Pesach Sheni is more significant than the first Pesach. We have the mitzvah of Haggadah, which only is by the first Pesach. The four kosa, the dal kosa, the four cups of wine, rabbinic, the masses gathering in Yerushalayim, which only really is happening on the first Pesach. And even the matzah and the maror that we have are such central parts of the Seder experience. When it comes to Pesach Sheni, they're a side connection for the Korban Pesach. They come because we're having our Korban Pesach. They don't have an independent value like they have on Pesach Rishon. Therefore, what's with the idea of the exemption for women? So Nevinzel brings in his Iyunim, in the back of his Agada commentary, page 174, so he says that when we talk about mitzvahs ase shezvan grama, you have a mitzvah that's time-bound. The women are exempt, according to many Rishonim, and the reason is because they're occupied with the needs of their families. And this is something that takes up the space. Therefore, by Pesach Rishon, everyone goes on Aliyah L'Regel. Everyone's going. All the families are going. So who's going to stay at home? If the whole role of the person's wife is to be there, is to be helping, everybody's gone. So she comes along. She's going to be part of the Pesach experience. She's obligated in the Korban Pesach, and therefore goes to bring the Korban Pesach. But on Pesach Sheni, it's not a family or national affair. It's only for the people who are impure or too far away from Yerushalayim to make it. And everyone else is home. Therefore, women become exempt, like any other mitzvah, sasei shvazman grama. So it becomes like goes back to the rule of the time-bound commandments. So the interesting question of Nevinzel asks is, given what we said here, what if a husband and wife cannot both go up for Pesach Rishon? On the one side, Pesach Rishon is the Iker. It's the main Pesach. So the husband goes because his Korban Pesach takes precedence. Or we say, even with this, the wife goes first. And the husband can do Pesach Sheni, because otherwise the wife is going to lose out. When is she going to have a chance to be able to do the Korban Pesach? No, until actually leaves it unresolved. But there's a great message here. The Yiddishkeit, Judaism, gives us second chances. We do have those opportunities. We have the opportunity to do Teshuvah, and we have in many other areas of our practice, but there's no replacement for preparing and experiencing a mitzvah on the first opportunity when it comes available.